No more. Narottam Thakur is telling, then finally day will come that by the mercy of Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, I will go to Vrindavan. And by the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath, I will see actually what is Vrindavan and serve Radha Krishna's jugal. Divine couple. And they will be my life and soul. Radha Krishna, Pran Mor, life and soul. When a day will come? Without the mercy of Rupa Goswami, we cannot have the mercy of Gaurachandra. And without the mercy of Gaurachandra, we cannot see Vrindavan as it is. Now we go to Vrindavan, but not Vrindavan. Not saying Vrindavan. What are you doing? Going, sitting and... So, his brain, Narottam Thakur, weeping so bitterly, tears coming, heart melting. We should try to follow. If this is not coming, then we should think that I have so many offenses. Nama Parad, Seva Parad, Vaishnava Parad and all. So how it will go? More chanting. More remembering. More doing services. Especially praying to Radha Krishna, to Vrinda Devi, to Jog Maya, especially to Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. They are not only any pond. Radha and Krishna do have melted there in the form of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Then we will see all these things. Beautiful Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing. So beautiful. Lotus flowers are there, bees are humming, count are so many big, big cows having so much there. Top good calves jumping here and there and searching Krishna. We'll go and see. So finally, a day will come that I will be purified and by will be qualified to serve Radha and Krishna, conjugal. And they will be my life and soul. When a day will come that I will have so many good kumkum. Perhaps you know kumkum. Keshar. What is Keshar?
Saffron.
Then Marigamada. Musk. Together, grinding them. I'll make a very beautiful ointment. And I will put up on the heads tilak to Radha and Krishna. When a day will come, we should have also a very little, but yet we'll have to. This greed, this greed will take us to Vrindavan. Other lakhs of birth doing, chanting, remembering, doing archan. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatvar maulyam api amulyam ekalam janma koti sukriti na labhyate. So we should know that this greed can take us there. What greed? When I serve Radhika, when I will see Vrindavan, when I will have the mercy of Radha Kunda. So he is weeping and praying to Krishna, to Radhika, that I want a day to serve you, conjugal, with divine love and affection. So go on. All. Why not? Again. When a day will come that I will collect veli, chameli and malti, some beautiful flowers, and taking 7 kinds of flowers, veli, chameli, yui, champak, and so many flowers, and I'll make a garland from here to 4 feet, and this is Vaijayanti Mala. And I will give some Tulsi Manjari and Tulsi leaves in that. Tulsi Manjari has so much madhu. Madhu means honey. Honey, so much honey. That please there come. And I will go to Lalite. Oh Lalite, I made this flower, garland, beautiful groom. And want that you should give in the neck of Radha and Krishna. Hey, matey. They will come, they will order and will make a garland so beautiful. And they will give in to divine couples. Then Srimati Radhika will ask to Lalita, who has made this beautiful garland? So beautiful, so sweet and so fragrant. Then Lalita will go, oh, this new bona fide, this girl, gopi girl has made it. Oh, very beautiful. Indeed, I like garlands like this. When a day will come that Krishna and Radhika will tell. And what the second line? Second line. Adhare tulya divot tambul karpura tambul. When a day will come that Vishakha will tell me, oh, come on, and make a beautiful tambul. Tambul means betel, right? Giving so much karpur, camphor, beautiful, all these things. And it will be very, very beautiful. And I will give in the hands of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika will take it and give in mouth, and he will be playing on the floor, smiling something, looking from the corner of eyes eagerly, and at that Srimati Radhika will smile something, and Krishna will give his heart slowly. When he will come. So we can pray like this, daily something. It will increase our greed, and Krishna will be so much melted, and Srimati Radhika, that he will manage everything. And very soon, then he will give test in name, test in hearing, pastimes of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita. He will give so much honor for Gurudev. And our Gurudev will be seen in so many gold ships. Then we cannot imagine what magic has been done. So I am praying for this. Srila Narottam Thakur, so much beloved to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is praying. All our disciplic orders after Narottam Thakur, they think that we are so much fortunate to have to be in the line of Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, very renowned and a special kind of merciful and sweet and rasik bhavuk bhakta. After this bona fide guru came, Shri Bhakti Thakur in their line. And he is called Saptam Goswami. After Goswamis. After six Goswamis. He has done marvelous works, good literature, sweet literature. And he was also in Krishna Leela. Srimati Radhika has sent him to this world. So he's again she's praying. What after that? Again he is praying, oh, when that day will come, that I will see Radha and Krishna are sitting on a very golden throne, where on the bank of Yamuna, in the shade of Kadamba tree, having so many gold flowers in bosom, so sweet smell coming. And I will see that they are serving all conjugal Radha and Krishna. Oh, I wait for their order. Heaven and day will come that they will tell me, oh, bring a glass of water, golden glass, jharjhari that is called. And I bring, with mixing with karpur and Kevada and all those. And I will offer them, and they will be smiling, telling, they will smile and tell, oh, very good, Mata, very good. When a day will come. This is bhajan. This is bhajan. And by this we can go there. Otherwise, lakhs and lakhs births, only worshipping. Without mood, chanting without mood, hearing Harikatha without belting hearts, doing offenses to Vaishnavas, criticizing them, lakhs and lakhs, but we cannot go an inch further. So we should try to read and offer and all to pray like Rav. Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Again.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Yeah.
telling, I'm praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Dasan Anudas. Das, he das, he das, he das, he das. And after all, I pray to the dusts of Dasan, Dasan, Das of this land. Then I may the Dasi, Anudasi. And after that, Anudasi, Anudasi, Anudasi. And I will be the lotus dust of that Dasi, Dasi, last Dasi. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, will not have this occasion. So pray to Nityananda. But Nityananda Prabhu, very hard. So the follower of Nityananda Prabhu, we should pray. Our Guru Dev is bona fide. Samiji is bona fide Guru Dev. With his mercy, by his mercy, we can attain the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And then Rupa Raghunath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to develop all these conscience. But Krishna conscience. These are the bhajan sadhana. Not only managing. What today will be? No, nothing, no problem. It would be what is to be done. We cannot check anything. So we should not worry about that. A person was going, he has some detachment from world, and he was going to give up his family and all others and wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was young, he has so many children and wife home. He went on the border of his village and he was crossing. He thought that I'm giving my home. No is helpful to me. Where I will go, I don't know. Who will support me? Who will manage to give me food and clothes and everything? No is knowing me in Vrindavan. What to do? At once he saw that a bird has given under
egg,
and it fell from the tree. There was wind, and when it came into earth, and it was broken, and a very little child came.
Baby bird.
Not yet coming, seeing world, nothing, like blind, no wings to fly. And she was about to die, and she was so hungry, but mother was not there, because she was not measured, that baby, and she has gone anywhere else, her mother, so alone she was. She was so hungry that next moment she will die. At once, a very little
insect.
Very, very
soft.
And very little wings. And he came. And he sat on that rush of egg, water of
liquid.
And he tried to fly, but he was
stuck
and became round. And she was going cha cha, and it came. Then she was satisfied, and after that her father came. So he saw that, oh, this baby was helpless, and how Krishna maintained her and supported her and gave him this support. So why he will not see and look after me, and why he will not arrange for me if he has given mouth to eat and a stomach he will do everything for me. So he became desperate and left his home and went to Vrindavan, and he was so happy. But we think that I will have to manage everything. If I go, then who will support my child? He is thinking, he has ego, false ego, that I am nourishing, I am supporting, I am giving their birth, but actually he has done nothing. False ego. So we should not be have any problem. What today will come? Who has seen today, tomorrow? We will die yet, shaped. So we should try where we are, try to develop this consciousness. So these are the teachings of our holy Guru Acharya and Vaishnava. This was the mission of Swamiji also, who took from India, from our disciplic orders, and he came here and all the places. So we should try to develop these things. Don't see that, oh, I'm alone, I will die. How to arrange? We cannot do anything. Nothing. He has given this intelligence. He has a very beautiful body. He has given us a strength, power, eyes, good eyes. We are not lame. We are not blind. We are not like an ass, foolish. So Krishna has given mercifully. Anyone has, father man has not given this thing. If he's, I see that so many pairs have no children. Why they don't yield any child? They cannot do. Krishna arranges it. We know that all women have no milk in their breasts. Only the mothers who have given birth to any child, they have. And see how strange that they are taking, cows are taking grass and milk is coming out. So Krishna has arranged everything. We should realize and have very strong faith on Krishna. Without this we cannot progress. So you'll have to do a prayer like this. Also, we should pray to Nandanandan. Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam. Oh, with your, you cannot sing so. You should see that we are in Nand Bhavan, in Nandgaon. No? Krishna, his age has become about 10. He is like very Kishore, very beautiful. His black band is so beautiful, more than golden color. His everything is sweet. If he tells anything, so sweet. If he looks to anyone, very sweet. If he dances, very sweet. If he walks, very sweet. If he cries, so sweet. If he weeps, he weeps. So beautiful. If he is so angry, she is so sweet. And seeing this, we are doing like this. Namami Nandanandanam.
Namami Nandanandanam. Namami Nandanandanam. Namami Nandanandanam.
Aruba. Don't stay. Go on, go on.
Namami
Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam,
Just you should see, I am in Nanda Bhavan, the palace of Nanda and Yashoda. And Krishna is there on beautiful floor. He is playing on the floor, smiling, seeing me, all should see. So beautiful, having a very good yellow
pitamba.
And also dhoti pitambari, and taking betel nuts, searching anyone there, having the feathers here. So beautiful, marvelous. If anyone see, Krishna will take her heart, his heart, never forgive it. So how beautiful he is. He should say that, oh yes, standing before me. And then pray again. He is standing on the bank of Yamuna, under the shade of Kadamba tree. And he has become threefolded, very full, very beautiful. And deers are coming with their wives, looking Krishna, and wanting some prem from them, from love and affection from Krishna. And Krishna, come on, come on. Like friends, he's distributing his love and affection to all. Anyone does never return from him, Krishna. Anyone, even Putana cannot return. Kans cannot return. Krishna will take all. If you are doing evils to Krishna, even, and if you have some pure devotion, and he will surely take our hearts. And he knows pickpocket. Very, very, very good cheater. So he will pick our pockets and take our hearts. And rebel reader, then you will have to cry and weep. So, beautiful this scenery, you should pray Krishna.
Namami Nandanandanam, 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 Namami N
He was a beggar. He was totally blind. But he used to go to take alms. One day, a stick in his hand, he went in a town to beg something. But he was blind. He entered in a courtyard or anything. प्राचीर के क्या बोले वॉल फेंसिंग एंड ही वाज टेलिंग ओह गिव मी समथिंग बट नो साउंड वाज कमिंग नो वाज रिप्लाइंग एनीथिंग सो ही थॉट दैट वेयर आई हैव कम ही ट्राइड टू गो आउट ऑफ दैट वॉल fencing, but he could not, because that wall was, his fencing was about 84 lakhs of miles, so much big fence.
Tunnel.
Fencing. And he saw that so many years had passed, but he could not get out of the wall fencing. After so many years, the door was coming. The door was only 3 feet
wide,
only 3 feet. And it was like height, like this, only
3 feet,
our height. And only 3 feet
wide.
When the door was about to come, he had some itches like the windows. He thought that if so many years passed, I have not received the gate, so it is very far away, and took his stake in this hand. And he was doing like this. He took his hand to do like this or this. And in the meantime, this 3 feet wide, the door was passed. And he again began to move for lakhs and lakhs of years. So we are in this. World is like a fencing. And from very beginning of that world was created, we are in this world. Life and birth and deaths are coming, sorrow, suffering are coming. Now we want to go out, but something like a scratching is coming. And only this door has we have taken, Krishna has given mercifully. And if this is go away, passes, and again you come to be a dog, ass, like all animals, like goddess, without this human body you cannot have this chance. So don't lose this chance. This chance is very beautiful. So don't being guest, be merry in this one. Eat, drink and be merry. We will lose this human body and we will lose everything. Donkeys cannot associate. Peacock cannot associate with Vaishnava. Tigers and trees, creepers, animals, insects cannot. Also, demigods cannot meet because they are in so much luxury. In this world, those who have so much luxuries, they'll have to maintain this, so they have no time to meet Vaishnava. Vaishnava will come to door. I have no time to go back. Come next day. So don't lose your this fortunate human body. And this anyhow will have to go to Krishna. Otherwise they will lose everything. So it is has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Where is my Chaitanya Chaitamri? Labdhva sudra labhamidam bahu sambhavante manushyam arthadam manityam api hadhira tronam jate tanapate tanumittu javat nishe shayakhla vishaya sarvatas. Oh, human persons, who is telling? Shukadeva Goswami telling to Parikshit and all the hearers, audience. It is very auspicious and very mulyaman, valuable this. You should just at once try to devote your whole life. First making your life successful. How it will be if you can serve Radha and Krishna? Chant, remember pastimes of Krishna and Hari in this life. Today begin, otherwise tomorrow you can die. Don't lose this thing. At once, if you will be deaf, blind tomorrow, or you will die, what will be? So don't wait for tomorrow. You should do. You should follow Rupa Sanatan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all Swamiji. You should not see that I am not qualified for all these things. Krishna has given seed in heart. Everything is there. So you should think, I am qualified. How? Because I am the son of Krishna or I am beloved of Krishna and anyhow I am here. So, though I am doing offenses of all these things, but I am qualified to serve him. He is my beloved. He is my master. He is my friend. He is my son. He is my beloved. We have everything in our seed. So we are qualified for this. Lacking of only satsang is there. Lacking of sadhu sang. Bona fide. If he will hanker for this, request Krishna for this, surely he will manage all these things. If Krishna has, without any reason, he has done mercy and he has sent santa like Swamiji, santa like Bhakti Vinod Thakur Prabhupada here in this world, I think he will also help us and manage to give further sadhusan. So we should try. What can we do? And we can do something. How? Like a child, if he will begin to cry and weep, father, mother, whole will come there. What do you want? What do you want? And he is crying and weeping. They will give toy and he will take and throw. Then he will, she will give anything more and he will give sweets, he will throw. Then mother will think that He wants my breast milk, and he will take it. Getting like this, and like this, and kissing with his tears. Oh, my boy is how so beautiful, like this. We will cry. Oh, Krishna, I don't know. Oh, Srimati Radhika. You want to give me salvation? Likewise. He wants to give you the service of Lakhi Narayan. Oh, throw. Oh, come on. I will make you like Rukmini, my beloved. I don't want. I'm crying, weeping. Then he will tell, oh, come on. Be my friend. Not only crying and weeping. You want to be my father and mother? What do you want? Always waiting his reply. And he is weeping. Oh, you want to be the servant of, mere servant of Srimati Radhika? My beloved? Then he, yes, I want. Then he takes and gives this milk. Otherwise, they will not give. This is a very... iska koi mulya nahi.
Priceless.
Priceless. This is. He wants to give so many things. But if you want nothing, be ananya. Ananya means? Only one-pointed. I want this, nothing I want. I will throw everything. Give me nothing. Then he will be this precious, valuable, this benediction, otherwise not. So, two things are there. Yashoda is binding Krishna, and he is this best.
Wait.
Is very little, only 12 fingers. And Yashoda has given a very golden chain here. He's binding from so many ropes. It went on miles and miles, but could not do one round even. But Krishna was just had that his only this. And rope was going long and longer and longer. At least at that time, all the gopis, the sakhis of friends of Yashoda Maa, clapping. That you cannot tie your one son. And his face became reddish, some yellow, some white. Why? He became so ashamed. That they are clapping, that you cannot even tie your child who has come from your home. She then prayed to his Shalagram Thakur Narayan. Oh Narayan, I worshipped so many years to you. All are clapping and laughing. So save me. Why I cannot tie my child? And she was waiting. Then Krishna saw that my mother is doing so much effort, labor, and sweets are coming. Is this what? Veni. Veni. Clove.
Untied.
And flowers coming from him, and sweet are coming like moti,
pearls.
And muk, his face was become sometimes reddish and changing color. So he saw the parisham, the effort of Yashoda, and he became so merciful. Only this robe of woolen. She took and bound it Krishna becomes so little. Jogmaya vanished, and at once he was blinded. Not by rope, but by affection and prema. No one can tie Krishna. Anybody, never before, anyone tied. So there are two things. What? First, our effort should be so sincere. And secondly, the mercy of Krishna. If you see our efforts, that sincerely they are of doing efforts, then Krishna will surely be merciful and his maya will come. At that time, Krishna was thinking why he was not coming in by me. Oh, my mother will die and I cannot play with my friends. Cows are humming. Hammering.
Mooing.
Not mooing means no.
Please come and cows.
Like this. Because they cannot give milk without Krishna. Their cows were there, but so at once Jogmaya came and did so wonderfully this thing. Krishna was the same. Rope was going longer and longer. It went on so miles and miles, but cannot tie two angles. These fingers were less. Again rope was taken and joined. Again the same thing. Why two fingers? But we don't, because we don't do so sincere effort for Krishna. That Yashoda Mata. And so that seeing our efforts, Krishna will be melted. So when Yashoda was like so and saw Krishna, that he is now, sweets are coming. She is now nervous. And he has told that, I will take water when I will bind Krishna. And 100,000 lives, births, I will come and bind Krishna. But I will have to bind. I will never give up. So he again began to pray. Krishna at once became merciful and he was melted. So we should do like effort in sadhan bhajan. I will not take water. I will not take anything until I will chant in morning in one sitting half laps.
32 rounds.
And after that I will do all things and I will complete in the daytime or nighttime. More 32 rounds. And then I will take it. If I have no test, but yet I will have to do. I'll have to do dandavat 1,008 times. For whom? All the places of our Christian pastimes. For Yashodama, Nanda Baba, Lalita Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, Nandagaon, Varshana, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Kusham Sarovar, Manas Ganga, Paman Sarovar, for all these places. 1,008, I will do. I will hear some katha from my bona fide guru and Vaishnavas. So doing this and following Rupa Sanatana, no effort for clothing and all these things. Krishna is supporting all and he will leave me alone. He will arrange everything. So be so firm, very strong faith, like Rupa Sanatana. संख्यापूर्वक नाम गान नतिभि कालावसानी निद्राहार विहार कादि विजितो चातंत दीनौ चजो राधा कृष्ण गुणस्मते मधुरिमान्देन सम्मोहितो वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजुगौ श्री जीव गो लाइक दिस पेन इन वृंदावन वेयर sometimes we are Govardhan, sometimes in Nandagaon, sometimes in Radhakund. Radhakund tate kalinda tanaya tireja panshi vate premunmad vasat ases dasayagrastau pramattau sada gayantau hare gunabadam bhavabhibhutau muda bande rupa sanatana prabhu jugo श्री जीव गोपाल स्वामी जी महाराज जस्ट टू सिंग दिस कीर्तन विद ब्यूटीफुल टीयर्स कमिंग दोज विल हियर इवन टुडे इन हिज टेप रिकॉर्ड्स यू विल सी हाउ ब्यूटीफुल हाउ करुण स्वर करुण मीन्स पैथेटिक मेलोडी ट्यून. So we should try to do all these things. Radha kuntate kalinda taraya tire cha pans. No. He radhe braja devi ke chalalite. He suno kuta si govardhan kalpa padap tale kalinde vanne kuta. Goshanta avit sarbato khedai mahabivalo bande roop sanatana. Raghu Jugo Sri Ji. This is called Krishna consciousness, sadhan and bhajan. I know that this process only very rare devotees. And if we will not do, we cannot go to church. Having so much worldly desires and all these things, we may be in householder life, no hall. But we can do all these things. Like Srivas Pandit, Srivas Raya Ramananda were all householders. All the gopis were householders. No hall. But we should try to do life. Follow all these things. Then our bhakti will grow. What is the time?
It's 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Now it's 22 minutes.
42 9. So you should try to follow. I was to explain this, but I began. But I think that again we'll have to come and explain. If you'll pray to Krishna sincerely, he may call me. You know that like beggar, having nothing, roaming here and there, only cheating all others. So if he will arrange, I may come and help you in this way. I don't know Harikatha. No? I cannot do all these things. I'm unable to do, I'm unqualified. Only I know that all the things that I'm telling to you. I cannot worship, I cannot do archan, I cannot sing so much, I cannot do all. Tyag and Bairag, you know? But
austerity,
I cannot. I'm not Bairagi. Having no qualification, only qualification like this. Tell some Harikatha and I want to recite all these things, to remember all these things. So, I thank you that you should think that I am so glad to meet you and to be here five days. And you can have realized that I'm the servant of Swamiji. Having no grudge, no any opposite mood for Swamiji, I cannot have. So you should think. And you also help me. And if you pray to Krishna for me, then he will be very merciful to you. Because you are all verified Vaishnava, Vaishnava. Gaur Premananda. I will never forget you. I will. If I will go to Vrindavan, in Mathura Vrindavan, I will remember that I have come to Vajra and I was in the home of Nirgun Prabhu, his children and his wife and all the friends and friends' wife and children met me. And so beautiful classes were going on. And they have so much honor for me that I can't forget. But please, you should not also forget me. You can speak loudly.
Thank you for coming for these 5 days. It has been so beautiful. It has transformed my home into an atmosphere of Vrindavan. Take the dust from your feet on my head over again. And all of your disciples, it's been so wonderful. I'd like to give special thanks to all the matas who have cooked the prasadam for all the devotees. And
certainly.
Like this. And I would just like to say I take the dust of all of you on my head. And I'm eternally indebted to all of you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna.